Strap yourselves in. I hope you brought a lunch, because now it's time for your kindergarten crash course in Pentecost. Pentecost comes from the Greek Pentecostos, the 50th day. Pentecost was the day in which the Holy Spirit came upon Jesus and his disciples, allowing them to speak in tongues, languages these individuals had never spoken in their lives. This day was considered to be the birth of the church as we know it, yet we often forget about this date, and I would be lying if I said I hadn't used Wikipedia to fact check as I was writing this. We often forget that this is the beginning of strange, uncharted territory for the church, just as adolescence and early adulthood is for our lives. This is the time when we begin to do things we have never done before and are relatively clueless about, like, I have a general idea of how taxes work, but heaven help me if I actually have to do them by myself. It was on this day that Jesus and his disciples celebrated the Jewish holiday of Shavuot, the second great feast of Israel's harvest and cycle of holy days. Over time, it changed into a commemoration of the giving of the law upon Mount Sinai. Again, you can see the parallels between then and now. If you squint, you can probably see a bonfire or hear the echoes of a roaring graduation party from your backyard as you prepare to turn in for the night later. This is not simply the bridging ceremony of childhood to adulthood graduation, as many nowadays tend to consider it. Graduation is the congratulatory celebration of all the accomplishments young people have made in what is hands down the most difficult time of their lives. It may be easy for an adult to stand up from the crowd and scream, "Objection!" To this, I will argue with an explanation I began using for myself after my 18th birthday. This is, to this day, the only way I can describe adulthood thus far. Gamers, you're in for a real laugh. I am a level 1 adult. I have one power-up, my diploma. I have one heart worth of health. I have minimum energy, no spells, and maybe one cantrip I can use to defend myself. If I tried to fight a monster right now, I would probably die. I've always thought it funny that the day you turn a certain age, you're suddenly expected to do everything differently, no questions asked. You are supposed to treat life like the rainbows you colored in elementary school outlines, as if the colors are defined blocks of red and orange and yellow and so on, rather than what it really is, a gradient of color. This is a change that will hit most of us like a sack of bricks, like a train soaring down the tracks. Why do so many people think it odd that I hate the idea of adulthood yet stand dead center in the tracks screaming, "Hit me already!" I like thinking about the Holy Spirit as a point of comparison, because people like to distance themselves from adolescence. To some, it was a time they don't even consider to be a valid point in their lives of how they were shaped into the people they are now. We tend to do the same thing with the Holy Trinity. We gladly remember that Jesus and God are part of the same whole, but are wont to neglect the Holy Spirit as being part of such as well. Each part contributes to the same whole, just as childhood, adolescence, and adulthood do to a human life. We think of the Holy Spirit and adolescence as floating, disconnected, and flighty compared to the other defined parts of the Holy Spirit and the Holy Trinity and life. What we need to remember is the importance of the Holy Spirit in establishing our church, and adolescence in establishing where we begin as adults. Enjoy your time as an adolescent, and don't be quick to disenfranchise yours when you finally become a level 20 adult. It is something to be celebrated and recognized, and I plan to live the rest of my time in adolescence well through all the change ahead of me this year, and I hope the same for my fellow graduates.
As Kira said, this is graduation season, and graduating from high school is probably one of the biggest changes a person can experience in the beginning of their lives. It means the end of general education, and for some people it means going off to college, new towns, cities, and states. Let's be honest here, change is terrifying. You take away something you're comfortable with, like a constant routine, and replace it with the unknown. To a lot of people, including me, this can almost be too much. Maybe you're scared of losing the people who mean the most to you, and you fear that they're going to move away and outgrow you or forget you. Or maybe you're scared because you're moving away, I'm going to live in Chicago, and that place is huge, busy, and terrifying. As someone who's only ever lived in one place, the change in scenery is very overwhelming. I have no idea where anything is or who any of the people are, and everything is drastically different from what I've used to know. Now, we can go on and on about the fears and anxieties of change, and trust me, I have, but there's always another side to things, and luckily the people who constantly ask about college always see it from this side. The new experiences, the new people, all of it will benefit me in the long run, and I know I'm going to love it. But there's still that edge of fear that goes along with change. And the thing is, I'll never know whether that change is good or bad until I experience it. That's the only way to find out and see if change is necessary. If we don't, we'll get stuck in the same habits and routines, and we'll never experience new things. We'll never get to see new ideas or see new ways of looking at the world. I've come to accept the new change in my life. It doesn't mean that I don't fear it and everything that comes with it. I just know that in the end, everything will be okay. The scripture says, "Let the Spirit renew your thoughts and attitudes, and put on your new nature and create it to be like God, truly righteous and holy." Just like the Holy Spirit, change can renew our thoughts about the world and our attitudes towards people. God brings change for a reason. He wants us to grow and be more like Him. We can't do that if we don't let change into our hearts and accept that it will happen no matter what. Today also happens to be the first day of Pentecost. Pentecost itself is a time of change. The Holy Spirit brought forth a change in languages and tongues and brought positive change to all those people involved, the birth of the church. Though we might not understand it, change can bring forth great positive outcomes for the future. It is something we should not ultimately fear, for it has the potential to bring greatness and is as natural as growing up, as moving, as starting something new. We need to allow change into our hearts as well as the Holy Spirit, because they go hand in hand. They are one and the same, and we shouldn't fear either of them.
Beloved, I invite you to think back to when you were 18. How would you have done to have been formed in a way that you can look at where you stand, this adolescence, and appreciate it as part of a whole, to look toward change and know that it might have fear, but that it is inviting you into the next part of your life. On this Pentecost Sunday, Kira and Haley have invited us to see where we stand now as the church, but to know that the power of the coming of the Spirit will not leave us here, that there is change to come, and you and I must enter it, yes, with some concern, but not overcome. For the God who invites us into this moment walks with us, walks with you, and all things shall be well.